Margaret Gardline, where are you? Margaret, can you come forward, please? And come forward, please. I want to introduce you to two evangelists. Around here, be seen. Yes, that's the point. You are ordinary people. And did an ordinary thing that you might do in a rural community. But after this church had boxed up all these boxes of food and various people took them out to visitors, these two practiced, as we as a church do, the gift of hospitality to reach out to these newcomers to the community. They went a little bit further and set up an afternoon tea and invited them personally. And tell us what happened at your home, Margaret.
Oh, well, we just had an afternoon tea and it was focused on a neighbour get together to welcome new neighbours. Two of the four neighbours we invited were able to come and they stayed well on, so they came a little bit. They appreciated it. I know some others here had neighbours get together along their road, Long Road and Tama and where else. Judy's had some up Lennon Valley, so it's nothing new. Farming community. Elmer and I had a 2:30 to 4:30 timeline, which was easy as far as food, etc., and catering for unknown numbers. One time when I was in above past age, a big group of us went to Queenstown and we stayed in a boarding house that was run by a Christian lady. And we probably made more noise than most of the guests. So when we went away, one of our number made me speech and thanked the lady for putting up with us. And he quoted this verse in Hebrews 13:2. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it.
How true. And Robert, you did a similar thing on that same day, wasn't it?
I think it was Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah, sure, they looked after each other.
Yeah.
So what happened then?
Well, we all rolled up, about us two, and Margaret hadn't quite got there, and there was a lot of teenagers, children, and a 9-year-old baby, and they all zoomed in and I thought, dear God, how am I going to entertain all these people? just before we had afternoon tea, there was a lady in a yellow good shirt and she said, do you mind if I ask you this? And that was a surprise. And I said, no, that would be lovely. And she told me very nicely. And a bit later on, I was talking to four men and they looked at the bookcase and they said, we've got Bibles. And well, the upshot of all that was, we found out they were Christians, and they found out we were Christians. And then they were saying that they meet every Friday night, the pastor and his wife, who was the one who was thinking. They came up to him in the Bible and he did a prayer phrase and study, so that evening. But they had so many going to it now, their houses weren't big enough to accommodate them. So I said off the top of my head, like come here, and they were blown away, and they said we'll be here at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Wow!
So they came, and Margaret came down. We had a
sing along.
They brought their song sheets, and they had prayer, and then the pastor gave more of a sermon than a study, but it had 3 good points. That's great, and then. At the end, we all stood and joined hands in a circle and prayed for a person on our left and our right. And then they said, I didn't have to do anything. They'd bring the supper. We just had to provide cups with coffee and lots of sugar. And a whole lot of Filipino food. It was more like a meal supper. So now they've stopped it because of play and then.
Look, thank you. Just two ordinary folks in our rural community, and many of you have done similar things. But isn't that wonderful? Connections that we make, the ongoingness. We don't know what God is up to, but just the courage and perhaps just the giving opportunity to share hospitality. Wonderful thing.
They give you lots of hugs as well.
Well, that's really good, but just to carry on in this theme, Maria and I received a thank you note last week, and it's to the Ngāti Waikato and Otago Presbyterian Church community. Thank you for all the very special welcome pack to the district of Ngāti Waikato and Waikato. It really feels as though we have gone the full circle and returned home with John having lived in Ngāti and Otago, and with my maternal family having very strong origins with the district. So some people have been here for a while, my work out who the author of this is. To the home baking and soup, along with the locally grown potatoes, was very special. Looking forward to spring with kind regards to all, Joel and Yvonne Bannerman. I mean, as a PS, the Swedes were pretty awesome too.
My praise for Swedes. Isn't that good news? It was good news and it's not so good news, and then we'll pray and give thanks for this. But Carolyn Carter managed to not navigate a corner this past week, and she's a little bit shaken up, and her car has come off a little worse than she did. So it'll be good to pray for Carolyn that she'll be unshaken and be nothing inside that is kind of messed up at all. So as a family, could we do that? One or two might like to pray for Carolyn, and somebody might like to say, wow, thank you God for our two ordinary events. That'd be great.
Father, we thank you for Caroline. She's fellowshiped with us for a long time. Father, we just pray for her now that she would know your hand on her, that you would bring healing to her body, that you would help those, or give wisdom to those who are helping her through this time. We pray that we all can be moved.
Thank you, Lord, Caroline, and her father, Barbara, for her faith, and just her witness amongst us, and the lovely person that she is, Father. Lord, I just pray right now that just through this accident, that Lord, that it just will not hamper her and her freedom to get out and about in that car, Lord. And I pray that we're just thankful that she is okay, but that car can be mended, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will just strengthen her and just take any fear away from driving, Lord. I just know that she has that concern, but Lord, I just really pray that she feels you right beside her and that passenger seat when she's in that car again, Lord. I pray that she will get behind that wheel. Just ask that now.
Well, thank you for Margaret and Eleanor opening up their home to these folk, and there's many other people here today that do the same thing. And Lord, we want to honour you and thank you for the opportunities that you give us that are laid on our heart. Some of them are spontaneous, some of them take a little bit of work to do, but Lord, we thank you that we can be effective for you. And Lord, my prayer is, and I guess I want to ask that our prayer would be that we would be effective every single moment of every single day, that whoever we come in contact with, we would carry your perfume with us, that would just drop on other people. And even though they don't know what it is, they will like what they get. And Lord, I pray that we would become such an effective, much more than we've ever been before, and that an effective people in this community. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us that opportunity.
Amen. Well, I think Jess, taking care of the little ones, is that right, Jess? Thank you for that. Wonderful time for you to go and enjoy some time there. And